What if the fairy tales you grew up with weren't just stories, but gateways to another world? For 12-year-old twins Alex and Connor Bailey, this question becomes startlingly real when they tumble through their grandmother's mysterious storybook into the land of stories. Still reeling from their father's death and their mother's struggle to support them with double hospital shifts, the twins find themselves in a realm where fairy tales are living history. Here, Cinderella rules a kingdom while pregnant with her first child. Red Riding Hood has become a vain young queen, and Snow White regularly visits her stepmother in prison, trying to understand why someone would try to kill her 4 times. This isn't the sanitized world of children's books. It's a place where fairy tale characters have complex lives that continued long after Happily Ever After, where villains have heartbreaking backstories, and where the twins will discover secrets about their own family that will change everything they thought they knew. Alex and Connor Bailey are polar opposites. Alex is bookish and academically brilliant, particularly about fairy tales, but socially isolated, preferring the library to awkward lunch conversations. Connor, conversely, charms everyone with his wit and easygoing nature while struggling academically, often napping through lessons. Their father's death in a car accident a year ago amplified these differences. Alex retreated deeper into books where problems have solutions, while Connor used humor as a shield, secretly becoming the emotional support for both his sister and overworked mother. When their grandmother gifts them a leather-bound book of fairy tales, Alex notices it glowing with blue light. Her curiosity draws her into the shimmering pages. Connor, returning with snacks, witnesses this impossible sight and immediately dives in after her, protective instinct overriding caution. Their fall into the land of stories begins a journey that will test their strengths and transform their relationship, revealing their differences as complementary powers that make them stronger together. The land of stories gives familiar fairy tale characters unexpected depth. Snow White rules as a thoughtful queen who visits her imprisoned stepmother, believing, "Evil is born, but I believe it's made." Cinderella, pregnant with Prince Charming's child, keeps mementos of her humble beginnings, noting, "Everyone thinks marrying a prince solves all your problems, but it just gives you new ones." Red Riding Hood rules her namesake kingdom while her grandmother handles actual governance. She's caught in a love triangle between Jack and Goldilocks, now a skilled swordswoman on the run after being framed. Sleeping Beauty hasn't slept since breaking her curse, vowing to restore her kingdom. She keeps the cursed spindle as proof that even the worst curses can eventually be overcome. The twins discover that Happily Ever After is merely a beginning, with heroes and villains more complex than storybooks suggest, and the most fascinating tales unfolding after the end. To return home, the twins must collect 8 items for the wishing spell: Rapunzel's hair, Cinderella's glass slipper, Red Riding Hood's basket bark, jewels from Snow White's coffin, Sleeping Beauty's spindle, the Little Mermaid's knife, a stone crown from troll territory, and a fairy's tear. This scavenger hunt propels them across dangerous kingdoms. They find golden strands at Rapunzel's tower-turned-tourist trap, and at Cinderella's ball, the queen's slipper mysteriously appears in their bag. In troll territory, they're imprisoned but engineer an escape. They retrieve jewels from Snow White's coffin while evading the vengeful Big Bad Wolf Pack, and discover the Little Mermaid's knife among skeletons in the Thornbush Pit. Dangers abound, from a witch who tries to eat them, until Connor wishes her into becoming a vegetarian, to trolls demanding impossible riddles. Each item draws them deeper into the magical world's conflicts. Their journey raises ethical questions. Is breaking Snow White's coffin justified? Should they take Cinderella's slipper? These dilemmas force them to weigh consequences against their desire to return home. The Land of Stories reveals that its most feared villain has a tragic backstory. The Evil Queen began as Evely, a village girl in love with a poet named Mira. when the Enchantress kidnapped Evely for a forced marriage, Mira attempted a rescue, resulting in his soul being trapped in a magic mirror. After poisoning the Enchantress, Evely discovered the mirror's enchantment was permanent. As she watched Mira slowly forget their love, she had a witch turn her heart to stone to escape her grief. Her tragedy deepened when Snow White grew to resemble young Evely, and the mirror, containing what remained of Mira, began to favor Snow White, fueling the queen's murderous obsession. When confronted by Alex and Connor, the queen reveals she collected the wishing spell items to free Mira. She succeeds, only for him to briefly recognize her before dying in her arms. Alex realizes villains are mostly just people villainized by circumstance, suggesting the hero-villain divide isn't as clear as fairy tales suggest. Throughout their adventure, the twins discover uncanny connections to their father's bedtime stories. The curvy tree and silver-scaled walking fish appear exactly as he described them. These coincidences culminate in a revelation. The journal guiding them bears their father's handwriting, containing knowledge only someone who lived there could possess. The truth emerges during their meeting with the fairy godmother, their grandmother. Centuries ago, she assembled storytellers, including Mother Goose, to spread tales of courage to children, creating what became known as fairy tales. As the first children of both fairy and human blood, the twins form an unprecedented bridge between realms. This dual nature explains Alex's ability to activate the magical storybook and why her tear could substitute for a fairy's in the wishing spell. Their mixed heritage gives them a unique position, connected to magic while maintaining ties to the human world. What seemed like a random fall through a book was actually a destined return to their magical roots, following their father's path to the human world. As their adventure concludes, the twins face a bittersweet choice: return to their mother or stay in the land of stories. Though they choose home, they carried profound transformations with them. Alex, once rigidly rule-bound, discovers courage and adaptability. When she impulsively completes Connor's math test upon their return, she realizes sometimes rules must bend for love. Her confidence now embraces both her intellectual gifts and magical heritage. Connor reveals surprising depths beneath his academic disinterest. His quick thinking saves them repeatedly, while his emotional intelligence navigates complex relationships. His impassioned defense of the fairy tricks even changes fairy law. Most importantly, they see each other with new eyes, Alex recognizing Connor's practical wisdom, while Connor appreciates Alex's knowledge and determination. Their complementary strengths make them unbeatable together. The Land of Stories teaches that the most powerful magic lies in understanding ourselves and our stories. As their grandmother says, sometimes all it takes is one person believing in you to change the world. This belief is the true wishing spell that transforms their lives.